7.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. It's the second hour of the Corlin Economics Report, the weekend show, as always. Jeff Dice talking with Big Al, and as we usually do, we shift during our second hour away from talking about precious metals and markets and resource assets, and we delve into more political topics. So today we're very happy to be joined by a very dear friend of mine, someone I've known and worked with for many years, Daniel McAdams. Daniel is the founder and executive director of the Ron Paul Institute for Peace and Prosperity, which is a brand new endeavor by my old boss, Ron Paul. And Al, as you know, we have a lot of Ron Paul fans who listen to the show and who visit our website as well. So, Daniel, thanks for being with us this morning and welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
You know, just to say one thing, probably the biggest Ron Paul fan in the world is the guy who's going to introduce him at the New York Hard Asset Conference next week.
Next week,
and that's Big Al. I'm finding the situation in Benghazi to be more than just slightly interesting, and I know both of you guys have some real hard knowledge about this and some real serious opinions. Let's go into that.
Well, Daniel, you know, here we've seen this just this last week in Congress. We've seen movement by Daryl Issa, chairman of the Oversight and Investigation Subcommittee, and others in the Senate committee to sort of question some of the folks involved in the State Department with what is now being, I guess, called by the people on the right a cover-up in Benghazi. Of course, very predictably, folks on the left are saying it's not a cover-up or a scandal, and all this is the GOP trying to go after Hillary to harm her chances in 2016. So with all that, let's step back and get your take on the whole Benghazi mess.
Well, I think they're both sides are right. But you know what's interesting, Jeff? I just got back from Texas, and I was sitting in Ron Paul's living room with Lou Rockwell yesterday, and we were watching some of the testimony before the ISA committee, and we watched it for a painfully long time, and it was over, and Lou looked over both of us and said, this is never going to do anything. It's just too complicated for anyone to understand. It's not going to take down anyone. And if you listen to the claims of the Republicans and the counterclaims by the Democrats, there's no bumper sticker line on this. So, you know, I think Lou has a good point. There's no bumper sticker. And so I think people are going to be very confused about it. And I don't think it's going to have the legs that some may want.
God, I hope you're wrong. Dan, I got to tell you, I really hope you're wrong because, you know, I'm not nearly as privy. I mean, I'm not nearly as informed as you guys are on this subject. But I'll tell you, you know, I was watching the hearing on Wednesday, and you know, I read everything I could get my hands on about what was going on Thursday, and it's just making me sick to my stomach. I mean, being very dramatic, I just have to say, I mean, this is very possibly bigger than Watergate ever thought of being.
Maybe, but you may be right, Al. I mean, absolutely. But the thing is, when has an administration not told its CIA, its State Department, its various agencies to whitewash a politically damaging report? You know, this is par for the course in Washington, and it's nothing new at all. So I think I could be wrong, but I don't think this is going to have the legs that people think. And 2016 is a long way away.
It's a long way.
I mean, a couple of things come to mind. First is that it's a long time since Watergate, and I think there's a strong argument that the American public is somewhat dumbed down in terms of its attention span for these types of things since then. So when you talk about complexity, you know, aren't we really going to just have eyes glazing over and then having Americans lapse back into their tribal mentalities, which is all the Democrats love Hillary and will defend her ad nauseum, and all the folks on the right will attack Hillary and Obama ad nauseum? I mean, isn't that really where we are? That kind of level of discourse.
Sure, and the strength is always in the middle. You know, look what killed Romney. He turned his back on the Ron Paul people and said, "We don't want you." And all those people in the margins or in the middle that don't fall into either side, that's where the action is in the country. But you know what's interesting? As we were watching this, the three of us, and I was lucky to be able to watch with these other two gentlemen. But one of them, I don't remember who, said, "Isn't it amazing this attitude that Americans have that we should be able to send a single diplomat anywhere in the world, any kind of conflict zone, any kind of chaos or anarchy. And because we are the empire, they should always be absolutely safe wherever they step. As if we sort of carry with us this huge Praetorian guard that protects any officer we might send anywhere. You know, and that's what nobody wants to talk about. Why is it that this guy felt the need to go to a place like Benghazi? And why is there the assumption that he should be completely protected and safe just because he happens to be a representative of the U.S. president?
Well, Daniel, have you heard some of these accounts of we're hearing differing accounts of what actually happened in Benghazi as a factual matter? And as you know, there's facts and truth, but in politics, everything is perception. That's sort of all that matters when it comes to the American electorate. Do you think that there is an actual cover-up beyond that which the Republicans are alleging? In other words, are Hillary and Obama and the State Department, are they guilty as charged from a factual standpoint?
Well, I'm sure they are. I mean, everyone covers up. Bush covered up about Afghanistan. He covered up about Iraq. You know, our foreign policy is all based on lies and cover-up. So it should be no surprise. It's CYA. And, you know, I'm sort of astonished that people would think that they don't. You know, what would they expect Obama to say? Gosh, guys, you know, this was a real mess up. But what was the real mess up? The real mess up, and this is why neither party wants to talk about what really happened in Benghazi and why it happened. Because both parties agreed that the U.S. needed to bomb the heck out of Libya to get rid of this, quote, dictator who happened to be a secularist who hated Islamic extremism and punished it severely. They had to take this guy out and turn the country into a haven for Al-Qaeda, who was, and I'm no apologist for Gaddafi. You know, I'm as close to an anarchist as you can get. However, Gaddafi hated Al-Qaeda. He dedicated his time to fighting Al-Qaeda. The U.S. came in and overthrew him and opened the doors for Al-Qaeda to take over Libya. They took control of Benghazi, and they or their minions killed Ambassador Stevens. So that's the real story. Neither party wants to ask or talk about that because both supported the action that made it possible.
Well, Bigal, what do you say? What do you think the impact of this whole story, this media story, it will be on someone like Kathy, a voter like your wife?
Well, on someone like Kathy, a voter like my wife, she's probably not a good example because she and I are going to have numerous discussions on this thing. I mean, we're flying to New York. We're going to be, you know, cheek to cheek, so to speak, you know, for about 6.5 hours on an airplane, you know, where there's no way that she could get away from me, you know, and she's going to at least have a rough idea of, you know, of the total picture. But I don't think the average American voter, unfortunately, even comes close to having an idea of the total picture on really much of anything. You know, it's being in this business, you know, and you mentioned Lou and you mentioned the congressman, you know, I'm sure they hear this 27 times a day more than I do. But, you know, I'm accused of being a one-sided conservative who hates people, who doesn't want to go out and help people, you know, and who doesn't think that every American walks on water, and who doesn't, you know, and on and on and on. And unfortunately, because of the press, that's what probably more than 70% of the people in our country think. More than 70% of the people in the United States really are not aware that there was even close to being a problem in Benghazi. Even the Wall Street Journal, as an example, on Thursday, which is, you know, kind of a bastion of conservatism, you know, ran a relatively small story on this whole situation, and I found that to be rather interesting. So, is this going to make a big difference nationally? It's going to make a big difference if somebody forces this investigation to go to the point where it could really be looking for some meaningful things, and I'm hoping that's what is going to happen. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got to take a real quick break here. We're going to be right back, and we're going to continue this very important discussion.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, and a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last. Yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Jeff and I are chatting right now with Daniel McAdams. Daniel is a close associate of Ron Paul's, Lou Rockwell's, etc. They gentleman asked me the question, what I thought about how is the situation in Benghazi going to affect the average, middle American voter, for lack of better terms. And my comment was, I said, if this thing if this examination doesn't go anywhere, it's not going to make any difference because nobody's really going to be aware of the implications. But if this examination goes as far, for example, as Woodward and Bernstein went with Deep Throat and the rest of the cast of characters, I think it's going to cost Hillary the possibility of getting the presidency, and you know, as a result of the election in 2016. Jeffrey, what's going on? I mean, where do you want to take it from here, bud?
Well, Al, first of all, here I got to disagree with you. This is the boomer versus the Gen Xer once again, because I don't think that this is going to have legs like Watergate. I think the media is so far in the tank for Obama that they will do anything to quash this and keep it from becoming a major stain on his second term, you know, like Iran-Contra was, for instance, for Ronald Reagan. But anyway, I think, Daniel, the problem with this discussion is that, you know, we can go around and around about the facts of this particular incident in Benghazi. We can go into the implications of cover-ups, which, as you mentioned earlier, you know, that's just par for the course. This is just another cover-up by the State Department, by the CIA, by whomever, of a politically unpalatable event. And, that, you know, that happens multiple times and during just about every administration. So, really, I think it's more important to sort of dial back and look at the, more of the underlying policies that both parties seem to share. I mean, there's an implicit, unstated assumption here that we should be in Benghazi, we should be in Libya, we should be sort of telling them what to do and exerting our influence there. And that's really a neoconservative assumption, but yet both parties seem to accept it as a matter of course. I don't hear Daryl Issa talking about that or Lindsey Graham talking about that. I mean, to me, this is where Ron Paul stood out as a lone voice.
Exactly, and I really like what Al said earlier about, you know, being a conservative, .. Because there was a time when conservative foreign policy was not about going around the world, fomenting revolutions, overthrowing one guy in the hopes that you can get someone who is more amenable to U.S. policy in power, you know. I mean, if you look at people like John Duncan, representative from Tennessee, this is the old right conservative that is not infected with this kind of Trotskyism that defines the neoconservatives. You know, they believe in a permanent revolution around the world, a constant revolution. And that's their philosophy. The problem is, whenever they have their way, which unfortunately they do in this administration as they did in the previous, the result of their successes is chaos everywhere. And Benghazi is the example of the chaos that has been produced by the recommendations of the neoconservatives. And nobody wants to talk about that because they dominate both parties. And look at bring it to a different level, look at Syria right now. I mean, Libya is the example that should tell the U.S. to stay the heck out of Syria. Once again, a secular leader, not democratic enough for many in the U.S., who's fighting an Islamic insurgency. And the U.S. is pushing it. Graham and McCain are pushing it. And we're falling into the exact same trap all over again. So Benghazi should be a cautionary tale about Syria. However, it's not, because we're bogged down in, well, when did the CIA say this? And when did the talking points get changed on that? And it's like a big disinformation sort of thing.
Well, you know, Dana, on the one hand, it seems like we never learn, and no matter who we vote in, a Republican or Democrat, they surround themselves with neoconservative advisors, and we're certainly going to get that with Hillary if she's the next president.
Oh, yeah.
Let me ask you this. Clearly, there's some momentum being made by people like Congressman Paul the other way to resurrect a foreign policy of U.S. interests, of non-intervention, of peace, and resulting prosperity. Do you believe that Rand Paul and his possible presidential bid, that he could serve as a conduit for expanding this concept of the old rights foreign policy?
I'm not sure. You know, I don't place much stock in politics, and there's certainly nothing personal about Rand at all. He certainly made a lot of very important and good noises. But I think there is a danger in believing that we can elect A or B and be saved. And if you remember back a few months ago, a lot of the anti-war right and left were saying if we could only get Hagel confirmed as Secretary of Defense, we would have a voice for non-intervention in the administration. And now Hagel is leading the charge for arming the Syrian rebels. getting more involved in overthrowing the Syrian government. So I think there's a danger in putting all of our faith in any elected politician, because as Ron Paul has always said, it's about educating people rather than electing politicians.
You know, it is all about educating people rather than electing politicians. And, you know, that's something that I met Ron probably, I don't know, when was it, Jeff? I guess 2005, 2006, in that area. And what I found to be really, really interesting is something that grows out of the statement that you just made, you know, Dan, and that was it's not necessarily about elections, it's about education. He's a guy who really believes that you have to use true common sense in politics. And I got to tell you, and you guys can opine on this just as well as anybody I know, certainly better than me, but, you know, we don't have common sense. We have selfish sense. Actions among the political leaders, to me, strike me as being purely selfish. I want to get reelected. I want to be the prettiest baby in the nursery no matter what. You know what? And I find that to be very sad, you guys.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, there's also the important fact here, Al, that we cannot afford a far-flung military empire any longer, and we can't afford $1 trillion a year on U.S. interventionism. You know, we're going broke. We're printing money at the pace of $85 billion a month in terms of quantitative easing, and it can't last. And I think that maybe if Americans don't want to embrace non-interventionism, you know, as a policy prescript, maybe they're going to embrace it simply because fiscal reality sets in. I mean, Daniel, at some point, you know, empires hollow themselves out by their own voracious appetites.
And unfortunately, as they become weaker, they become much more bombastic and confrontational. And perhaps we're seeing the later stage of the U.S. empire, because we're looking to control events in such far-flung areas that are so far removed from anything that could remotely be a national interest that it almost becomes bizarre, you know, trying to influence some election in a far-off place that nobody cares about and has no meaning at all to us.
I want to talk about that in the next segment, because I think that is a very, very critical issue. The issue being, are we in perhaps the final stages of, you know, the dominance of the U.S. empire? I'm not really sure that we're not. You guys stick around. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comm block shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazines.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have. And all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste, by far. Best results, by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the discussion with Dan McAdams. Dan is a colleague of Jeff's, a good friend of Jeff's. These guys have known each other for a long time. Dan is very involved with Ron Paul's current actions, future actions, etc. And Jeff and I are certainly supporting whatever the congressman does, because I think he's truly one of the greatest Americans out there. You know, you said something in the last segment that I thought was really interesting, and that is you alluded to perhaps, is this the end of the American empire? And I'm reading a book that Dennis B. suggested I read, and unfortunately I'm getting through it kind of slowly, but a number of months ago, Dennis B., I'm sorry, you suggested that I read The Road to Serfdom by Friedrich Hayek, and I am reading it now on a daily basis, and I find it to be very, very interesting. And I'm seeing that a lot of actions that we as a country are taking right now really are actions that are simply giving, in Hayek's, you know, words, the government much more, a much larger role, a much more important role in the life of the average citizen. You know, and one of these is warmongering. What have we got? We've got ever since 9/11, going into Afghanistan and now the saber rattling with Iraq and the actions in Libya and the rest of it. I mean, you know, if that isn't warmongering, guys, I don't know what is. What do you think about that? And really, what is the reason that we're doing that?
Yeah, well, the thing that a lot of Americans don't realize is they cheer on our very aggressive foreign policy overseas, is that these things are very soon translated to policies domestically. Let's look at Boston, for example. This is a city where there were two guys who did something very bad.
Mm-hmm.
But the governor was able to tell the entire city of Boston to stay home, don't go out of your house,
yeah.
And we are going to send military tanks down your street to pound down your doors and force you out of your house at automatic gunpoint, terrifying your children without a warrant, and you better sit down, shut up, and take it. These are the same things that we were all sort of frightened about when we saw the U.S. military do in Iraq and Afghanistan 10 years ago, and now it's here on U.S. soil. And you still have a lot of Americans saying, well, as long as they keep me safe, that's fine. However, as Dr. Paul wrote a couple of weeks ago, people don't realize that, that these military tactics in the streets of the U.S. did not capture the perpetrators of the Boston bombing. It was a guy who went out back and found and noticed a guy in his boat. So, but it does desensitize us to it. So the point I'm trying to make is that these activities overseas do find their ways onto the U.S. shore, and they do compromise our civil liberties. There's no question about it.
Sounding like a true civil libertarian, huh, Jeff? He says tongue-in-cheek.
Well, I hate the militarization of our police at home, and I think 9/11 and the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan have accelerated all that. But, Daniel, I find it absolutely bizarre that today's modern conservatives, which I guess are sort of a mishmash of Reagan meets Bill Kristol, I can't believe that people still think with a straight face that you can have limited government and our current interventionist foreign policy. I see those things as absolutely mutually exclusive.
Or that you can believe that the federal government cannot do any domestic planning, which I agree with. You can't plan, you can't have a centrally planned economy. You can't have a 5-year Soviet plan type of economy domestically. However, that same U.S. government is omnipotent when it comes to remaking the entire rest of the world according to its own plans, which are just as bureaucratic as any 5-year plans that the Soviet Union had for their domestic economy. So there is such a breaking point between the two.
Right. So you're right. At home, everybody understands that the DMV is lousy. But, you know, somehow when the federal government applies itself abroad, it's a Swiss watch, right? And we're supposed to believe that we can remake these foreign countries. But, Daniel, let me just ask you this. Tell me more, tell our listeners more about the Ron Paul Institute for Peace and Prosperity and what Ron is trying to do with the Institute.
Well, you know, Jeff, when Ron, you know this very well, when Ron retired, all of his enemies and adversaries wanted him to basically go quietly into a dialogue with his tomato plants. But he had other plans, and he's announced many of them. Several of them are yet to be announced. But one of these is the Ron Paul Institute for Peace and Prosperity, ronpaulinstitute.org. And this is, you know, the arm of the Ron Paul world that fights for a more realistic foreign policy of non-interventionism and the protection of our civil liberties at home. We launched it on April 17th in Washington, D.C., at a standing-room-only press conference, I'm glad to say. We had several of our board of advisors there to speak, including Jimmy Duncan, a representative from Tennessee, Walter Jones, former Representative Dennis Kucinich, and a few others. We've had an enormous success so far. We've had huge interest, and we're absolutely thrilled with the response we've gotten. People have written to us. Hundreds of people have written so far saying, thank God Ron Paul's not going quiet because we're waiting for the next thing to happen. So it's we're very excited about this project.
You know, it's interesting to me and really questionable to me, and I know we could talk about this ad nauseum, and I don't want to do that, but I am just amazed that Ron didn't make a bigger presence in 2008 and 2012. I find it absolutely appalling that I guess I'd have to say that the press was so effective in squelching the guy. I just find that to be amazing. Even I find it to be really amazing, given the fact that a lot of liberal members of the press, or people who, at least in my mind, are probably pretty liberal, are real supporters of his, you know. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but John Stewart has got to be one of the congressman's biggest supporters.
Sure, they're very friendly to him. And don't forget, you know, the conservatives, some conservatives, the neocons, wanted to make a lot of hay over the fact that we have former Representative Dennis Kucinich as one of our board of advisors.
Yeah.
But the whole point of this endeavor is to drop partisan politics and work together on the areas where we agree. Let's not talk about the areas where we disagree, and there are plenty of them. But let's simply focus on non-interventionism and protection of civil liberties at home. And that's what it's all about, and that's what drives them crazy. There have been so many attacks on this poor little institute in the first few weeks. It's amazing. In all of the usual neocon outlets, there have been vicious attacks, which have made us very happy, and is very good for fundraising, I have to say. But it's clear that they are terrified. The neocons are terrified that there has been an institute that's been set up to keep an eye on them. They're not used to that, and it's frightening them.
What do you think about that, Jeff?
Well, Daniel, to be a neoconservative is to never, ever be wrong, right? No matter what they do, they're always around. They're always advising the next president, no matter what blunders they get into, no matter how much debt they cause us to rack up, no matter how much human misery they cause abroad and at home. I mean, we've got trillions of dollars in yet unfunded liabilities in terms of the VA care that our Iraq and Afghan war vets are going to need for decades to come.
Oh, yeah.
And they will never accept a drop of responsibility for it, and they'll never allow themselves to be shamed by what they've done. Daniel, that's why I think it's so important. Folks, do yourself a favor. Check out ronpaulinstitute.org and learn more about what Daniel is up to. Daniel, we really appreciate your being with us this morning. And we hope that you will come on again as sort of our in-house Al Corlin and Jeff Deist foreign policy advisor.
Ron, one last thing.
I'd love to do that.
Yeah, one last thing. You know, I want to echo my sentiments also in terms of thank you very much, and you're welcome on this show anytime you'd like. But I'd like you to do us a favor. I'd like you to send me alcorlin@gmail.com. I'd like you to send me a banner for the Institute, and this is something that anything that we can do to support this on the site, I'm happy to do it. We might want to talk about this a little bit, Jeff, in the next segment as to exactly a little more perhaps about what the Institute is all about and how you and I personally think that people can support it, because I think it is a very, very worthwhile thing to do, and I will certainly... if I get a chance next week, if he has the time, i.e. Ron Paul, next week when I see him, to discuss it a little bit further. Again, Dan, thank you so much for your time. Jeff and I are going to be right back.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We are here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Corlett Economics Report. Jeff Deist, your host with Big Al, as always. We're very pleased to have with us this morning James Yeager. James is a documentarian, a documentary filmmaker, someone I had the opportunity to meet during my years working for Ron Paul, because Ron has been featured in several of James's movies. You may have heard of Fiat Empire, which was a movie about the Fed and our government debt. James is back and working on a new movie that involves the Second Amendment as his topic. It is based, at least loosely, correct me if I'm wrong, James, on some of the precepts brought forth in Edward Vieira's new book, Dr. Edward Vieira's new book, The Sword and Sovereignty, which really takes a different look and a different take on the Second Amendment. James, thanks for being with us. What can you tell us about the movie?
Thanks for having me, Jeff. Well, we're very excited about the production so far. We've actually been in production for about 10 months now, and Dr. Paul was the first one we interviewed, and of course when Dr. Paul came into the picture, thanks to Jeff's help in setting up that interview, everyone else in the world wanted to be in the movie. So we now have a whole host of wonderful experts. Pat Buchanan talks about the whole situation on the Second Amendment. We also juxtapose again with Pat Buchanan, Alex Jones, if you can believe that cutting between those two. G. Edward Griffin, Chuck Baldwin with Chuck Baldwin's radio, Chuck Baldwin Live, David Gilley, who's active, Larry Pratt of the Gun Owners of America, Stuart Rhodes, the founder of Oath Keepers, and senatorial candidate Jack Rooney. Of course, Edwin Vieira is in the picture, and the movie is inspired by his book, The Sword and Sovereignty.
And the movie being dealing with the Second Amendment, I guess the first question that I would ask is, I'm amazed, quite frankly, that this thing has gotten as far as it has, this thing being the fact that there are so many people that are really for major gun control. I find that to be rather interesting, to say the least. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm skeptical about the surveys that Rachel Maddow and the likes of her are putting on the mainstream media. She's making it look like everybody in 90% of America wants gun control. I think that's complete rubbish. The fact of the matter is, the mainstream media and what you could call the gun controllers are only looking at 3 out of the 5 reasons all Americans have the right to keep and bear. The first 3 that they're looking at are as sports, hunting and personal protection.
Mm-hmm.
But the other two that they're not looking at are a deterrent against tyranny and as one's duty to be a part of the militia of their state.
Well, James, this is a very interesting point because this is what Edwin Vieira talks about when he talks about the current gun control debate. He says, you know, folks on the right and conservatives and pro-gun people have fallen for this false argument about whether the Second Amendment is an individual right. And from Dr. Vieira's point of view, that's not the argument at all. The Second Amendment is about militias. So does your film sort of delve into this distinction?
This is absolutely the heart of the matter. The Second Amendment is not only an individual right, it is an individual right, and it's an inalienable right. Self-defense can be traced back to the Old Testament. But it is also, per our Constitution, in four separate places, a duty of we, the people, to be present in our state militias.
Now, state militia is a concept that I would have to say, if it's brought up to the average American voter, okay, they're going to say state militia. Well, that kind of reminds me of, you know, those guys in northern Idaho who, you know, are the skinheads and the rest of it. State militias are an evil organization. We need to leave that up to the law enforcement. That really isn't the issue. That really is a very inaccurate observation, I would have to say.
Well, I would say to those people, have you ever read the Constitution, specifically the Bill of Rights?
And most of them would say no.
Have you ever read the Second Amendment? How about the first four words of the Second Amendment, which state a well-regulated militia? Are you just going to pretend that those words don't exist?
Yes, they are.
Because they certainly do. Not only does it say it right there in the Second Amendment, but it also says it in three other places in the Constitution.
Yeah, gun control I find to be absolutely terrifying. And I can, you know, James, I can only give you all the trite reasons, you know, but they're so true. And the main one is, you know, look at Germany in the 30s and 40s, for God's sakes. Gun control, I mean, that was one of the key ingredients for the Nazis getting in power. You know, the people couldn't protect themselves. They couldn't complain.
Absolutely. And the current gun control lobby never mentions that if you have all your citizens register their arms because you're trying to keep them out of the hands of the mentally challenged, and I do agree, we've got to keep the guns out of the hands of the mentally challenged.
Mm-hmm.
But if you register everybody, that's the first step that the sovereign has to confiscate weapons, as they did in Hitler's Nazi Germany and Stalin's Russia.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, James, I got to say, what I love about your work and your filmmaking is that, you know, those of us who are on the right, who are libertarians, who believe in limited scope government, you know, we have lost popular culture and academia and the arts, for lack of a better term. We've lost all those to the left, and I think that certainly Ron Paul would agree that it's very important that we try to take back culture. And you know, that includes pop culture and movies, to start winning the hearts and minds of younger folks. And I think that making movies may well have a far greater impact on hearts and minds than, you know, some guy running for office and saying he supports the Second Amendment, for instance.
Well, one of the films we did produce with Dr. Paul in it is entitled Cultural Marxism, The Corruption of America. And in this film, we trace basically the Frankfurt School, which is a splinter group from the Marxists, the Stalin Marxists, and they basically realized that they could not take over Western culture by force of arms. So they basically attacked the institutions. They went into all of the cultural institutions and have pretty much perverted those into a politically correct Marxist, cultural Marxist society that we are currently in. And as you point out, that has infested the academia as well as the clergy and just about every aspect of the culture.
You know, I have to ask you one question, and we're down to about 3 minutes left here. But Jeff and I were chatting in the first few segments of the second hour with Dan McAdams, who you probably also know. And we were talking about the concept of, is the United States, in fact, you know, kind of winding down as being the most important power, for lack of better terms, in the world. James, what do you think about that?
Well, you know, that's a very good question. And really the question is globalization winning? Interestingly enough, Pat Buchanan feels that the moment of globalization may have passed.
Hmm.
that we're seeing a balkanization of countries and societies at this time. And, of course, F.A. Hayek advises that totalitarian states are very, very difficult. Large area totalitarian states are very difficult to establish and maintain because to the degree something covers more area, you have to use force more from a central planning point. So they don't tend to hold together. We see what's going on with the European Common Community. We see what's going on with the fiat money that's all over the world. And things are pretty much pretty stressed. So, you know, we may see it fall apart.
Well, James, perhaps the attacks on the Second Amendment are symptomatic of a government that is desperate to maintain its control over all of us.
Absolutely. The earlier movie that we made, Fiat Empire, which you mentioned earlier, addresses the power of the purse. And Molon Lov, the current movie, addresses the power of the sword. Unless we, the people, firmly control both the power of the purse and the power of the sword, we will always be subject to the sovereign. And as Lord Acton wisely pointed out, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. There's no we all acknowledge that our government, the United States government, is the finest government not only in existence today, but it's ever existed. All we're trying to do is perfect it, create a more perfect union, and bring it back into alignment with the founding principles.
Well, let me leave you guys with this thought. Purely and simply, when you talk about the power of the purse, I think that probably the last 20 or 30 years or even longer has shown that the average guy in the street, the James Yeagers, the Jeff Dice, the Al Corlin, really don't have the power of the purse. And what's going on in our society right now proves that, in my mind, beyond a shadow of a doubt. I mean, money is being spent that we don't even have anything to say about it. I think that is a major, major fallacy of our leaders, for lack of better terms. And then when you talk about the power of the sword, you know, you let the Second Amendment thing dry up and blow away, and you know what? We're done. Gentlemen, thank you so much. We're going to be back again with you folks next week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.